With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans say there's only one person to blame if the Senate fails to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government up and running.
This is going to be the Schumer shutdown.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says that's because the CR he's rejecting is really no different than one passed by the House in December.
This is about as non-controversial as you can get.
McCormick says several Democrats backed away from supporting the bill only after intense pressure from the minority leader.
And Schumer's going to own it. If he goes forward on that, and we got to hold his feet to the fire.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
A federal judge is telling the Trump administration to rehire the probationary federal workers it's let go. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Federal Judge William Alsup, based in San Francisco, says the firings don't follow federal law and require immediate offers of reinstatement to be sent. The agencies are the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, the Interior, and the Treasury. The order comes in a lawsuit filed by a coalition of labor unions and organizations as President Donald Trump moves to dramatically downsize the federal workforce. I'm Donna Warder.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he agrees in principle with the U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. But he emphasized that the terms are yet to be worked out and noted that any truce should pave the way to lasting peace. Putin spoke Thursday at a news conference in Moscow. He said more discussions are needed with the U.S., including President Trump. In Washington, Trump offered guarded optimism about Putin's statement and reiterated that he stood ready to speak with him. Another rough day on Wall Street, with the Dow plunging 537 points. This is SRN News. A victory for parental rights in Pennsylvania.
A three-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court ruled that Japan's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the Nagoya High Court in central Japan marks the ninth victory out of 10 rulings since LGBT groups started filing lawsuits in 2019. The decision was also the fourth high court ruling in a row that found the current government policy unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Pentagon secrets leaker Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to military charges of obstructing justice.
Teixeira's plea agreement calls for dishonorable discharge and no confinement, which the judge approved. But it's not clear whether the judge will accept the plea agreement. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member was already sentenced in federal court last year to 15 years in prison for violating the Espionage Act. Teixeira's sharing of highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine amounted to the most consequential national security breach in years. John Scott reporting.
The Tampa Bay Rays withdrew from a $1.3 billion ballpark project, citing hurricanes and delays that likely will drive up the proposal's cost. Principal owner Stuart Sternberg said that a series of events led to what he called this difficult decision. More at SRNnews.com.